Hey, hello everybody. Brian here, quantlabs.net, April 24th, 121 Eastern Standard Time. In this article, we're going to talk about top algo trading courses. So if you've done a MBA finance course or degree, this is how you can go from there to algo trading. And let's face it, even one of the larger banks, especially investment banking, Goldman Sachs is no longer a bank. They call themselves a technology company. So you're going from finance into technology companies built around algo trading. And about algo trading represents well over 80% of all trades pushed through the markets are probably systematic or algo based. So in here, we're going to go through the different options, how lucrative it can be. And basically, the different types of algo trading. So basically, it's another way of saying high frequency trading, but that's a different ball game. They usually go after people from with a PhD in the preferably on the street. It's PhDs and physics. That's their top pick of practice or math. So it is a highly sought after skill. And the MBA helps you get ahead of front of the line of all the other basement quants or basement algo traders. You're also going to get involved with quant analysis, programming, back testing. So I'm not sure if current MBA programs go through this, which they should, because it is a basic necessity now. So part of the things that you'll need to know is to prove your knowledge in areas like financial acumen, understanding how the markets work, the dynamics of it. You also have to be very, very good at analyzing things, especially for more complicated financial data. And more importantly, I think it's more importantly is the problem-solving skills that you might have, more in the quant area, delving into market inefficiencies and developing algorithms based around that. So, transitioning from the MBA to algo trading can be quite the stretch. As I said, if you don't have any of these skills and you're just a standard MBA, I think it's going to be very difficult for you to progress in a career around the traditional finance. Everything's based around math and computer science skills, along with your trading knowledge as well. So these are some of the areas you need to focus on. Already, if you're coming out of MBA, you probably got the basic fundamentals in statistics, finance, financial modeling, risk management. More importantly, you might not have had a big focus on Python, which is pretty well one of the top choices for algo trading. There's all the different libraries and user-friendly syntax that comes with it, where you can learn enhanced status from boot camp, self-study resources, including even myself. More importantly, Python is just the gateway into the easy stuff. In the more higher level, and this is where you got to separate yourself from the more brilliant people, is getting more into and deeper into either Java or C++. I think if you were to look for any type of job, the C++ will definitely come up more than even the Java and or Python. Python's a good place to start, but again, there's a lot of Python developers out there trying to get into this. So you gotta be pretty well an expert in the C++ area. Also, there's more on the algo trading concepts, specifically back testing, the different order types, algorithmic strategies, and there's various options for that. So you gotta know that really well. And that's just to get you started. So one of the areas you need to kind of practice at, as this article that I've got here, practice makes perfect. So that means you got to get your hands dirty, get into actually working with these coding samples, develop your own, and back test any simple algorithms. There's lots out there. I'm not going to go into the details of where to go. If you're looking for resources, probably the better path to go outside of the independent is the master's programs to more delve into quant finance or financial engineering, if that's where you want to go. As I said, some will go into the PhD level, as I already mentioned. Best thing to do is to look at job descriptions. Specifically, there's math and physics. Science, not so much, but to really stand out, it's got to be math or physics. Also, there's a standard self-learning, I guess you could call it. Some of the options here you have are, and these have to be the word trusted. If you're going to go to Udemy, you're going to be learning from other people like me. And if you want to really get good, you got to go to places that are trusted, Coursera, edX, or Udacy, and look at the different algo trading options. Some are beginner and advanced. Also, a big thing, if you're going to really stand out on top of that, and no one ever said it was easy, you have to have either one of two certifications. Primarily, the top one is a CFA, the Chartered Financial Analyst. There's also a program, Quantitative Analysis Curriculum, or the other one you can kind of go out with is the certification, Certified Algo Trader as well. So these are different options available. Now, the other big thing to stand out on top of all this is you have to show your trading skills. If you're not able to show your trading skills, don't bother applying, because a lot of the bank hedge funds are looking for brands. They're looking for people who have made contributions to GitHub repositories, open source coding, that sort of thing. Not only that, but you also got to showcase your personal portfolio of trading, your back testing skills, and get involved with coding competitions that focus on algo trading. There's quite a number out there, and even TradingView's getting in on that. And I would stick with something like TradingView because it's known. Yeah, you will be using a proprietary language like PineScript, but that's not the point. It's to showcase your skills of whatever language you choose, because the language is a big option there. But what they more focus is on your trading skills and what you've done as a trader using a tool like TradingView. So that would probably be your better option. And as I said, TradingView has had now, I think it's called the Leap Algo Trading Contest. If you get in there in the top 10 among TradingView, you will be looked upon as probably better of the best. Because, I mean, let's face it, TradingView is the number one trading platform on the planet. Plus with the social and all that, with hundreds of millions of active users per month on it. The other area is getting involved in LinkedIn groups, and as well as a lot of webinars and conferences out there. One area that I will say is the Discord that I run. If you don't engage, if you don't stand out, you don't put yourself up, basically you don't stick your neck out, people are not going to know you. I have to know people if I hire, especially now in what is turning out to be recessionary conditions. A lot of these people in these banks will only hire trusted people they know that work, or people that do have an MBA, PhD, and nothing less. And why do they do that? If you have a hiring manager and they hire some, we'll call it a basement quant, and you fail at your job, lose money for your, the upper management is going to start looking at the hiring manager and ask them, why'd you hire this person? Because they don't have the qualifications that they want and need. So it's a big risk for a lot of these firms to hire basement quants, because the hiring folks who are namely going to be managers in trading desks or trading operations or divisions, if they do fail, at least to say, oh, well, he had an MBA at so-and-so school or a designation like the CFA. So that is why they only hire people like that. So if you ever hear these bozos on Twitter, YouTube, whatever, saying you don't need these degrees, you're going to be in for a very hard, cold reality. Because what they put out there, it's like listening to a doctor on Twitter, YouTube, or Instagram, or whatever, telling you all this medical information, and they may not be a doctor at all. So you got to go with the trusted sources and the higher level educational resources, namely universities and industry recognized certifications like the CFA. among others. So MBA is a good start. It is not easy. As I said, you need to pursue specialized algo trading courses and certifications. You can bridge the gap between theory and practice. And that's the other important thing, because people will only backtest, do a paper trading equivalent, and say, look at me, I'm great. No. You know, they want to see how you trade money, live money. And they're going to look at your account. And there's lots of resources for that, for the software journaling, for your trading that easily hooks into brokers and whatnot. So there's no excuse for not using them. And also, you got to stay on top of the latest in technology and quant analysis techniques. It's not an easy field to be in, but if you're going after the really top paying jobs that I've seen, $500,000 or $1 million plus, you got to be the best of the best. You got to have the recognition of the best of the best from universities, PhDs, top of the top schools, and have a CFA. That's in anything in finance. If you're going to claim to be in finance, and we haven't even talked about AI yet. And I've already put out a podcast on what the Chinese firms are doing. And as I said before, they are probably the best of the best in the world for what they do. So these same firms out of China are going to now be competing with the Western trading firms as well. So they may start getting institutional cash and taken away from the Western trading firms as well. So we haven't even talked about either of those new upcoming forces to stay in this game and be well paid and well compensated for it. It's just a reality. But again, I've come up with solutions that are way easier. The latest combination of TradingView, Traders Post, IO combination. You don't have to be a huge programmer at all. I mean, TradingView, all the resources are there. If that's the place you want to go in terms of as an independent trader, as an independent so-called financial analyst, that's another option. But again, I've got lots of resources on that that I've put out. So the option's yours. The competition is getting more fierce. And as more people come in and have been in it, the competition becomes more fierce. So as a result, the pay scales come down. But there are still some firms that will pay top dollar, without a doubt, if it's $500,000, $1 million plus, wherever you are. And I'm talking in specifically in the US or UK only. I've seen the pay scales out of India, 15,000 US, Canada, maybe 80, 90,000, if you're lucky. So the markets to be in are definitely the US and UK. But that's about it. If you want to know more, I talked about the Discord group. I'll put that link in the description here on top of for trading books, quants.net/books for some technical PDFs. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks.